Now, say what would Augustus Caesar with us?
When Julius Caesar, whose remembrance yet lives in men's eyes and will to ears and tongues be theme and hearing ever, was in this Britain and conquered it, Cassibulan and thine uncle, famous in Caesar's praises no whit less than in his feats deserving it, for him and his succession, granted Rome a tribute yearly £3,000, which by thee lately is left untendered.
And to kill the marvel shall be so ever.
There be many Caesars ere such another Julius. Britain's a world by itself, and we will nothing pay for wearing our own noses.
That opportunity which then they had to take from us, to resume, we have again. Remember, sir, my liege, the kings, your ancestors, together with the natural bravery of your isle, which stands as Neptune's park, ribbed and paled in with oaks unscalable and roaring waters, with sands that will not bear your enemy's boats, but suck them up to the topmast. A kind of conquest Caesar made here, but made not here his brag of came and saw and overcame. With shame, the first that ever touched him, he was carried from off our coast, twice beaten, and his shipping, poor ignorant baubles, on our terrible seas, like eggshells moved upon their surges, cracked as easily against our rocks. For joy whereof, the famed Cassibulan, who was once at point, O giglet fortune, to master Caesar's sword, made Ludstown with rejoicing fires bright, and Britain strut with courage.
Come, there's no more tribute to be paid. Our kingdom is stronger than it was at that time, and, as I said, there is no more such Caesars. Other of them may have crooked noses, but to owe such straight arms, none.
Son, let your mother end.
We have yet many among us can gripe as hard as Cassibulan.